Okay, then, guys, we've got a bunch of products at First Man. So, first up is the men's lifestyle supplement. This is free shipping worldwide. And if you pay monthly on the subscription, you can get an extra 10% off. We've got our life setup, marathon mindset, and framing course, where we talk about body language, we talk about attracting women, we talk about how to build your life in a certain way to make yourself appear more attractive to the world, how to get the best results, etc. Fantastic course, got everything that you need. A lot of things that I can't talk about on this channel that is all in the course. We've got our streaming platform at 1m.video, which is our higher form of content, series, documentaries. We're really pushing to get these out in over the next few months, guys. We're taking this to the next level. And then finally, we've got our new 1M House Members Club, which the links are below. You can check out the website. There's way too much to explain. In short, we buy houses around the world, you live in them. If that sounds of interest, check the link below. Now, straight into the video you came here to watch. This is the Male Advantage Traps. Okay, I've never made a video on this before, because I was still waiting on one thing to happen, which was I'm in the Male Advantage now. I can feel it. I just, life's good, put it that way. The only thing is, it's when do you start living it? And I've had to battle with that in the last like 2 years of my life. And I feel like now I've got a good grasp on it. Now I've got a good balance. I've kind of like somewhat figured it out. I can finally make this video. So, one of the traps I've told you guys about before, and two of the traps I haven't, which is going to be, it's going to be good. I love it when it's new content. I'm actually loving this today. Just, I've been at the house, just at the desk. No travel for like another week. Ah, it's nice, guys. It's like back to old school. It's been really, really relaxing. Weather's good. This is just water. Summer's coming. It's nice, right? But the first male advantage trap is, and this gets everybody. This is when you're at school, when you're kind of like, let's say you're maybe 18 years old. Maybe you went to, we call it sixth form in the UK. I don't know in America if you're at college by then already. But you could be 18 and you're one of the, is it the seniors? And in the UK, if you're 18, you're able to drive. So you're in sixth form with all these other people from, I guess, yeah, I guess it is from like 16 to, and I think most have just turned 17, but 16 to kind of 18. And I think it's the same in college in America as well. So if you're the guy who's 18, who can drive, who can drink, who's starting to look a lot more like a man, who's probably found the gym somewhat at that point, who still has those youthful looks, you still have thousands of friends. Do you know what I mean? You've got hundreds of guys that you're high-fiving every day, girls that you're hugging. You're going to feel as though that's the male advantage because you're the 18-year-old guy that can do all that stuff, that has all that power. All the 16, 17, and some of the 18-year-old girls are going to really want you. All of a sudden, you're going to feel like some superstar. And also on top of that, because it's not just about girls, but you're going to have, you know, your level of competition, everyone's going to look like you. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, I think when I was at school, we didn't even take into consideration the rest of the world. I didn't even take into consideration that there were like guys out there driving around in Ferraris that were jacked, you know, and it was more like, oh, this is our little micro bubble, and I'm the king of the micro bubble. I'm quick. I'm strong. I can play football. I've got a nice head of hair. Do you know what I mean? It was shit like that. And, you know, I'm the most popular guy in this school. Like it was stuff that didn't matter that you almost see as your male advantage years. So as that tails off and you go a few years beyond that and you get into the real world, which is the high school to adult transition that I've spoken to you guys about before. Once you get into those early adult years, it gets exposed and you go, oh, it will never be as good as school, man. It will never be as good as those years. They're the best years of your life. It's just all downhill from here. And a lot of guys give up. That's the first male advantage trap because it gives you from about 16, 17, 18, when your hormones are flying, like people are starting to have sex for the first time, it gives you a little preview. It says to you, okay, all of this is on the cards. this is going to be the rest of your life. How fun is this? Hey, go out and party, get drunk, you know, date a load of girls, sleep around. Oh, now you're in the real world. You need money, you need different shit, and your hair's falling out. Do you know what I mean? Oh, all those beers that sounded fun at 18, at 22, you've got a little beer belly, and your face is now like 4% body fat heavier. That's the first trap. It gets you. It draws you in. It says, hey, you've got this amazing life ahead of you. Only kidding. Sort your shit out, you bum. It's crazy. So the next one, and I've spoken to you guys about this before, is around about 27. I've said 27 is the most dangerous age for men. I still truly believe that because for a lot of guys, let's say if you get into the working world at 21, you work extremely hard, you know, you're battling away, it's really difficult. Give it 6 years, you're going to be in a pretty substantial position. You're going to be in a position where I think the boss would probably look at you and go, do you know what? I would give you a promotion now. Do you know what? I think I can trust you now. You've been here for 6 years. You're a decent guy. You know, or you've changed jobs 2-3 times and you've like, as in a good way, where you're like leapfrogging in your career. And you get to a point where you go, I'm on 50, 60,000 a year. It happened to me as well. I was on £60,000 per year. And I was like, wow, I'm kind of balling out of control. Now, during those years, you've probably partied enough to the point where you've gone, I'd rather get in shape now. So you start putting in a little bit of work, you get in the gym, you know, you get some muscle on your frame, you look a little bit bigger as a man, you age a little bit in a good way where you look a little bit more masculine in the face, like you've got your, you kind of look as though you've got your life sorted, you've got some experience, which is a good thing for men. You start putting some extra pieces together, maybe you get some assets, a nice car, maybe you put down the first deposit on a house, maybe you're just renting a really nice property. You know, you mature as an individual, so your experience and your life skills go up, so you become a more attractive individual to the whole world in general. You definitely start dressing better. You might stop doing the like red hair, red mohawk shit that I showed you guys before. And you just start bringing it together for the first time ever in your life. You might start seeing results. Now, the danger of that is, if you're a guy who's gone his whole life without any attention, and then you turn 27, and it's the age that men report having the most sex of their lives, because I think it would be higher at other ages, but you get to 27, you report having the most sex of your life because you can't turn down the first few beautiful women that you've ever met in your life. You just can't believe that there's a few beautiful women that actually want you now. You start sleeping with them and you go, oh my God, this is the best year of my life. This is incredible. I'm going to marry that one. Do you know what I mean? You get carried away with like, I've never felt this before. What is this? I need to capitalize now. She's a great woman. Nobody's ever wanted me before. Yeah, let's get married. And it just turns into years and years and years of just destruction, because 90% of relationships that get together before 30 fail. And the reason for that, there was multiple reasons, but people change over time. People let themselves go, men and women. But I think the big one for a man who's improving and getting better is that by the time you get to your 30s, and let's say you've kicked on to another couple of gears, if you and the woman that you met were both 20, like 27, she was 26, 27, whatever, by the time you get to 35, you're going to be better than ever. And I don't think she would quite be the same as she was when you met her. I think that's fair to say. She might be a better person, but you might have outgrown her, if you get what I'm talking about. So that becomes a second trap, because it draws you in. Before you know who you are, you've gone from a 27-year-old ambitious guy who's on the path to greatness to, and I've done the video on this before, you can search 27, the most dangerous age for men. I did all the figures and whatnot. But you could get to like 32, 33, I think I said. And let me do the math quickly in my head. So what did I say? I think it was 8 years of destruction, I said. So it might have been from 28. Okay, it was like 35, 36-ish. Let's just call it 35. And by 35, most guys in that pattern, or most guys in the world, have got 2 kids, a mortgage, they're married, and they've pretty much spent all that money on those 3 features of life. So is that a good thing? Is it good to be married with a house and 2 kids? Yeah, it's not bad. I don't think it's the worst situation in the world. I think it's kind of beautiful. you know, in hindsight from making the previous videos. But at the same time, I think that same guy could have had the same life, 35 onwards, with better stuff. So I think he could have had a better woman, a better house, a better car, way more money in the bank. He could have been in a better financial position. His life could have been incredible. He might have even met the same woman later on down the line. Who knows? But I just think that 20, the age of 27 is such a trap, because you become really attractive for the first time, where I've described it before as the tables are turning. So you're, you know, starting to look like a great option for a girl that maybe rejected you when you were 21. You're both 21, she says no. You both get to 27, she's like, oh, actually, you know, as somebody who is starting to feel the early signs of decline or aging or less attention, this guy's starting to look like a winner now. You, for the first time, go, oh, wow, this girl actually wants me. And like I said, you're sitting there at 35 and you're going, shit, I'm actually better than ever. I'm more attractive than ever. I've got more money than ever. And I'm kind of like just stuck in this loveless relationship with somebody that I just rushed in with because it was the first option that I was given. That's the second male advice trap. It makes you think you're in the male advantage. You're like, I'm here now. I got all the attention in the world. This is great. This is everything I ever wanted. I'm making 60 grand a year. I've got this beautiful woman on my arm. Let's get married, have kids. Let's go for it. Like, you get carried away with your emotions. That is the time to breathe, to stop, to think, okay, I'm going a bit early here. You know, this is my first few results. Let me just take my time. This is all just my opinion, but it's from what I've seen in life. Now, the final one, and I spoke to you guys about this before, is making money is addictive. Improving is addictive. Spending all your time and being selfish on yourself is addictive. So you will get to a certain point in life, maybe it will be 30 years old, you'll hit the male advantage years, the actual male advantage years, and you'll go, oh my God, this is incredible. I don't want it to stop. By holding out from 27 to 30, my life got significantly better. I'm now flying around the world. I'm meeting all these beautiful women. I'm going to the nicest restaurants. I've got 20 grand a day coming in. And then you just need to realize, like, but when do I cash in? Like, when do I actually enjoy myself? Because, like I said, that becomes an addiction then. And it's very easy to get carried away and just work nonstop and just go, how much more can I make? How far can I push this? And before you know who you are, you're like some 48-year-old guy going, oh, I never did the family thing. I never settled down. I never fell in love. I didn't relax. Oh, I'm having a heart attack at 48. Fuck. Oh, my life's over. Do you know what I mean? That's the third male advantage trap. And it's a completely different type of trap, because you've already made it. You've got everything you've ever wanted. And then you just get a little bit greedy. And I've spoke to you guys before about how I'd rather be, and this will sum it up perfectly because this is what I mean. So I would rather be the 35-year-old guy with 10 million in the bank, with a six pack, low body fat, looks healthy and happy, has a great life balance, is traveling the world, you know, is seeing cool shit, and, you know, is very settled, has a nice routine and whatnot. I'd rather be that guy who is really like happy and living his life than be the guy who is, let's say, 45 years old, a multi-billionaire, but has a heart attack that year. Do you know what I mean? Who just does it? All he does is work. He's fat as hell, or he's gained a little bit of weight. He doesn't look healthy. He's always out of breath. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather be the 35-year-old guy worth 10 million than the 45-year-old guy who's a billionaire. But I'd much rather have the better life. You know, the quality of life, the calmness, and basically what I'm saying to you guys is just not, when you get to the male advantage years, you need to realize, when do I take my foot off the gas? When do I realize that, hey, I have actually made it. I'm pretty secure here. I'm making very good money. Let me bring the Disney in. Let me bring the wife in. Let me bring the kids in. Let me actually experience life. Let me put a smile on my face. Because you can only work that hard for so long. You can only keep pushing for so long. Once you've built it and you've built sustainability, yeah, you might be doing it for greatness. But I think every guy should kind of take his foot off the gas a little bit and say, I want to enjoy life now. I want to be happy. at that point, you should be rich enough to hire employees and put people in place and put systems in place. So you're only working like 8 hours a day, 5 days per week, like a normal guy. But the results that you're getting in your business are 10x compared to everyone else because you've got systems, you've got employees. You don't have to do that grind work at that stage. That is how you can get the balance. Okay, it really does matter. But for a lot of guys, they can get to the male advantage years and be like, this is going to continue forever. And you go, okay, now you're sounding like a woman. Now you're in the woman era where you're going, oh, I've been hot from 16 till 27. This is going to last forever. Why would it ever go away? And you get a little bit blasé and lazy. And then next thing you know, you're the 40-year-old guy with health issues, a bad back, and you've gone, shit, I really let myself go there. I really just hammered down on work and didn't take care of my body. And I forgot about all the array of self-improvement things that you need in a male life to keep yourself going. So that for me are the three, those three there for me are the three male advantage traps. And I think if you avoid them and you play them correctly, you can have an unbelievable life. And I think probably from about 28 to, I think from 28 to around about 58, you can have the absolute time of your life in that bracket if you're doing the right things, if you're aware of where you are, if you time everything perfectly, you know, if you're cautious in the early days, and then once you're in the male advantage, you're like, okay, I need to acknowledge this. Let me live a little. Let me enjoy myself. I think by the time you get to like 58, you'll look back and you'll be like, wow, I really used that properly. You don't want to be in your male advantage years, just working 18-hour days, 7 days a week, doing the grinds. And then you go, hey, I kind of missed out on those best years when I looked my best, when I was the most attractive, when I felt the best about myself, when I was able to travel and whatnot. It's male life. I've said it 100 times before, but male life is all about great timing. If you can time things correctly, everything comes together. And it helps if you know you can accomplish success early on, fitness early on. You can tick all those boxes. That's why I always say to you guys, teens and 20s, just write them off. Just work hard. 18-hour days, 7 days a week. Just get it done. Do whatever you have to do. It doesn't matter. Just get to that finishing line. And then after that, you know, you can actually enjoy yourself. But yeah, male life is all about timing. It's a difficult one. But you've got to avoid those traps, guys. Those traps, they're there. They'll try and stop you. And then even when you make it, they'll try and trick you into thinking, okay, yeah, a million a year is nice, but imagine 10. And then next thing you know, you just don't have a life. You know, you haven't enjoyed a single penny of it. And you're just some old disgruntled man hiring escorts. It's a delicate balance, the male advantage. If you get it right, it's perfection. If you don't, it can be very difficult. So be careful, guys. Watch out for those traps. And I'll speak to you all soon.